Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
The Portland Disconnectedy.
It's VeggieTales.
Now maybe next time they'll mention me in the song. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
We're waiting for the mail so we can answer your questions.
Not gonna happen, Bob.
Why not?
Well, I told Jimmy we didn't need him today.
Why would you do that?
Because today we're gonna answer kids' emails on my computer.
Oh, I don't know, Larry.
This laptop would work so much better if I actually had a lap. Can't seem to get a signal. I know there's a hotspot around here somewhere.
Larry, you're blocking the camera.
Still looking for a signal, Bob. Okay, I've got one.
Do we have any letters?
Sure, bunches.
Well, could you read one? It'll be just a second.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Mr. Lunt. Larry had to go outside to get a good signal for his wireless computer.
Here we go. It's from Olivia, from New Mexico.
He says it's from Olivia, from New Mexico. Over.
She says she was sneaking a cookie and accidentally broke her grandma's favorite cookie jar. Then she told a lie because she was afraid she'd get in trouble.
Tell Olivia to pack up and leave the country. There's no use in going back to grandma's, ever.
What?
The views expressed by the messenger are not necessarily the opinions held by the letter writer.
What exactly did Olivia say?
She lied so she wouldn't get in trouble for breaking a cookie jar.
Oh, that is troubling. Because when you tell one fib, it can lead to another, and another, and another, and pretty soon you'll get all tangled up in a whole web of lies with no way out.
Bob, she wants to know what to do.
The best thing to do is never tell a lie in the first place. But watch this. It should help.
I'm bored, Jerry. B-O-R-D, bored. Why did we want to work at the Bumbleyburg Science Lab? Because we wanted to see space aliens. And what have we seen in 2 long years? Huh? Nothing. Nothing. N-U-T. You know, nothing.
Jimmy?
Watch the screen, they said. Keep your eyes on the screen. So we watched the screen for 2 years. And what do we see? Nothing.
Jimmy?
And then there's the light. If this light ever flashes, something from space is about to hit Bumbleyburg. Alert Larry Boy immediately.
Jimmy?
Like that'll ever happen. I'm telling you, Jerry, this is the most boring job on Earth. Maybe we could get our old jobs back at Mr. Slushy. What? Master Larry! Excuse me, Master Larry!
Yes, Alfred. No time now, Alfred. Duty call!
Like that'll ever happen. I'm telling you, Jerry, this is the most...
We just need one more plate for Mr. Snuggly.
Another plate.
I know just where to get one. Where?
Up there.
That looks like a very special plate. Maybe we could find another one.
Oh, it is a special plate. My dad says
That's Art Bugatti, the greatest bowler that ever rolled a ball. Only 200 plates made. It's collectible.
Let's just find another plate.
Mr. Snuggly is a very special bear. He deserves a special plate. I'm sure my dad won't mind. I was supposed to wash my, I have to take out the, I gotta go.
Psst! Hey, kid! Looks like you got a problem.
Huh? Who said that?
If you're interested, I think I can help.
Mr. Snuggly? You can talk?
Well, I've never been called Mr. Snuggly before, but of course I can talk. Actually, the name is Fibrilius Minimus, but you can call me Fib.
You must be new to the neighborhood.
You could say that, but more importantly, I'm here to help you out. I couldn't help but notice you broke the plate.
Yeah,
And I imagine your father's not gonna be thrilled.
Well, yeah.
Now listen closely. What you need is a story.
You mean like a bedtime story?
No. Now try to keep up here, kid. You need to make up a story about how somebody else broke the plate.
You mean you want me to lie?
No. Not a lie. What we are talking about here is just a little fib. People do it all the time. Trust me. A little fib couldn't hurt anybody.
I'm home.
Well, it's up to you, kid. Break a leg.
Hi, Junior. How was your day today? My plate! My Art Bugatti limited edition collector's plate! What happened to it?
Well, it's Laura's fault. She broke the plate. I tried to stop her. She said she had to demonstrate her apple chopper. The apple chopper worked just great, but chopped right through your bowling plate. It's Laura's fault, she broke the plate, it's true. And that's the tale I have to tell to you.
Oh, my. If that's what you say happened, then, well, I trust you, Junior. But I'm very surprised at Laura. I'm gonna have to call her father right away.
You did it! Good work, kid!
Huh? Have you grown?
Oh, no. I've always been this size. But you were magnificent.
I don't know. What about Laura?
Oh, she'll be fine. Remember, a little fib couldn't hurt anybody. And besides, it's over. You're free.
You're right. I don't have to worry about that plate anymore. I'm free.
You betcha.
I feel great. You were right. A little fib can't hurt anybody.
That's my boy. Come on, kid. Let's go have some more fun.
All right.
Laddie boy. Hello, Master Laddie. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Alfred. Go ahead.
Yes. Have you located the foreign object?
I'm afraid not. The Larrymobile and I have been all over Bumbleyburg, and we haven't seen anything that looks like it came from outer space.
Keep looking, Master Larry. Remember, the security of Bumbleyburg rests in your... plungers.
Have no fear, Alfred. If there's a space alien in this town, Larry Boy will bring him in. Hello, boy.
Hey, Junior.
I'll be right back.
Hi, Percy.
Junior, I just came from Laura's house, and she got in trouble for breaking your dad's bowling plate. Except she says she didn't break it. She says you did. Who's telling the truth?
Oh, well, actually, she's right.
Huh?
Laura didn't break the plate. It was Lenny.
Her brother?
Yep, that's right.
when he broke the plate. I'll tell you the whole story. It's Lenny's fault he broke the plate. He's very naughty. Just how was I to know he hated Art Bugatti? He gave it to a crocodile who chewed it up for quite a while. It's Lenny's fault he broke the plate, it's true. And that's the tale I have to tell to you.
Whoa, gee. I didn't think Lenny was capable of that kind of violence. He seemed like such a nice kid. I didn't even know he had a crocodile.
This is great. It worked again, Feb. Feb, you are growing.
Growing? Oh, no, no. Well, maybe I put on a few pounds, but Junior, I will always be your little Feb.
You've got legs.
Yes, I do. But enough about me. Junior, you were marvelous. What a story. I'm telling you, kid, you've got the gift.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. You've got what it takes.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I'm telling you, Alfred, I've looked everywhere. It's just not here.
Master Larry, I've gone all over the data from the science lab, and I have to agree with their conclusions. Something from outer space landed in Bumbleyburg. It simply has to be around there somewhere. The security of Bumbleyburg rests in you all.
There are no space aliens in Bumbleyburg.
There he is! Hi, guys.
If you need me, I'll be over here.
Huh?
What do you Lenny mean? Lenny says he didn't break the plate.
Lenny says he didn't break the plate.
No. No, that's not what I said at all. You didn't break the plate. And you didn't break the plate. No. It was these space aliens. They came down and they grabbed these cows and they switched brains on the cows. And the cows with the brains of the space aliens broke the plate.
Funny, I just saw that same thing happen in a movie, Invasion of the Cow Snatchers.
You did?
That's another lie! Nothing but a pig!
Hi, Junior.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, Junior. A little fib couldn't hurt anybody, right? About fibs, Junior. We grow. Now that I'm big, it's my turn to call the shots. And you belong to me.
Not so fast, monster.
Huh?
If anyone can stop that fib, Larry Boy can. Drop the asparagus!
Why don't you come and make me, little purple man?
If that's the way it's gonna be!
Lenny, what's happening?
The monster is headed toward the Bumbleyburg Water Tower. He is carrying a small asparagus. Alfred, we must find a way to stop this beast.
Well, I've made a few modifications to the Lennymobile that might just do the trick.
You have? Is that what all these new buttons are for?
That's right.
Let's see if your little purple friend can help you up here.
Now, once you get up to speed, all you have to do is press the green button. No, the blue button.
A How do we stop this thing?
Oh, yes, that. Let's see here. Ah, we know what the monster is now.
What is it?
It's a lie.
What's a lie?
It is.
Which part?
The whole thing. It's a lie. The monster is a lie.
Oh, my. Well, how do I stop it?
I'm afraid we don't know that yet.
Trap.
Oh, I don't think you should look, ma'am. It's not a pretty sight.
Mom! Dad! Help!
Alfred, what kind of weapon systems do we have?
Unfortunately, I haven't had time to make them yet.
What?
Perhaps I spent a little too much time on nuclear medicine.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
What? What are you doing?
What I should have done all along. Super suction away!
I think now would be a good time for you to tell me how I can stop this lie.
Yes, yes, yes. Here comes the answer now. According to my calculations, you can do...
nothing!
Nothing?
Yes, nothing.
Why didn't you tell me that before I jumped on his head?
Well, my calculations were not yet finished.
Even a little lie can get really big, really fast. And a big lie can just swallow you up. And Junior, you made a really big lie!
Alfred, we've been over this.
No, 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 listen! You cannot stop the lie, but someone else can!
What? Who?
I don't know yet. The computer's working on it right now.
Now, which one of you guys should I eat first?
Alfred, we have no time!
It's faking!
You sort of look like candy.
No, really, it's spandex. It's quite bitter. Alfred!
I'm getting a reading!
Alfred!
It looks like...
Alfred! What's happening?
Boot, you transistor!
Problem I know I can handle.
Dad, I'm really sorry about your plate.
Oh, Junior, I'm sure it was an accident. I just wish you would have told me right away.
I thought you'd be really mad at me.
Junior, you're much more important to me than any old bowling plate.
I guess I should be punished, huh?
I think what you've been through today was punishment enough. What do you think, Dad?
I think you're right. Let's just make sure that from now on we get the true story the first time.
Oh, doesn't it just warm your heart? And it's all because of one man, one plunger-headed hero, always ready when Bumbleberg needs him. Larry boy? Up, there he goes again.
So, Olivia, after that, I hope you can see that you should always try to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And if you do something wrong, like breaking Grandma's cookie jar, it's best to be honest and face the consequences.
Tell the truth. Face the consequences. Over.
Fibs bad. Truth good. Got it. Over.
We'll see you all next week.
Bob's going to see a bunch of kids next week. Over.
Really? Can I come? Over?
Larry wants to know if he can come over. Over.